LPD 1041.
Signal 10 assistance.
Inside the Squad, presented by the Lafayette Police Department. To serve and protect is not just a motto, it's our mission.
Sending another unit.
Step it up.
Welcome back to Inside the Squad. March is Women's History Month, so we wanted to do a surprise podcast about women in law enforcement and LPD in general. So here with me, I have three of the finest ladies at the Lafayette Police Department. Do you guys want to go around and introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Amanda Deckard, and I've worked for the Lafayette Police Department for the last 15 years. I was an officer for 6 years before going into dispatch for 3 years, and now I work in detectives as their administrative assistant.
I'm Officer Lauren Leakey. I've worked here for almost 5 years. It'll be 5 years in May. I'm currently assigned to light duty, but typically I work the road, I work patrol, and night shift.
All right.
I'm Sarah Goins. I'm with Lafayette Animal Control under the police department. April will be 4 years for me, and I'm currently the chief animal control officer.
This episode, let's talk about the history of women in law enforcement, some of the barriers, some of the pros to working in law enforcement. So about 50% of the U.S. population is female, but it averages out to approximately 12% of sworn officers in law enforcement. And this has been pretty stagnant the past 20 years. Why do you think that is?
I think a lot of it still has to do with breaking that barrier for the gender norm. I mean, most people think for a female, your gender is you're more of the helpful kind, you know, teaching, nursing, right, looking at staying home with your children and family and raising them versus going out into a man career force type area.
And it definitely has been a male career force. You know, I have a little bit of history right here. The first sworn female police officer was Lola Baldwin in Portland, Oregon. She was sworn in 1908. And comparing that to the Lafayette Police Department, the first LPD street cop was Jeanette Bennett, hired in 1974. She was LPD's 75th policeman. I was actually sent a news article, and I'm going to quote here. So the chief at the time, Paul Butler, said, and I quote, "Women think they can handle the job as well as men. If they want to try, let them try." So they did. And that was great. He then hired Bennett after consideration about the topic for 7 months. And then he was quoted, "We feel like women have a place on the police force." So really, how has women in policing changed since then, and even the past 30 years? So Amanda, you were a police officer in 2009 to 2016?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So has it changed even from like 10 years ago?
I would say yes. There's been ups and downs throughout policing just in general in the last 10 years to just kind of look at how far we've come from them, even to now, like the technology and the things that they face on the road even today kind of have differed. So, and I think it's interesting too, because I actually took Jeanette Bennett's position when I was hired.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I was, okay. Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about her?
Well, unfortunately, I don't know much about her. I just know she was the one who retired for that position to come open for me to even be hired.
Okay.
So, and back when I was hired, it was a very, very competitive process to get on to Lafayette Police Department. It was very hard to get hired, and you had to show that you were excelling within the police force to, you know, get that application put in. It was very challenging, whereas, you know, today people aren't as willing to want to work on a police department. So we have a lot more openings now today than we did before.
Right.
There isn't a difference between what she and I had to go through to be hired.
It's the same testing.
I mean, women are known to not be as strong in their upper bodies as much as we are in our lower bodies, our hips, our legs. So, you know, completing those push-ups can always be a challenge for females, whereas we see the males always fail out on their sit-ups, whereas women always excel in that field of doing those things. So there really isn't a difference. Like you see sometimes in different careers where there's different expectations for females versus males, whereas in the police force, you're always expected to do the same exact thing that everybody else is doing. So sometimes that can be a barrier, just the physical element of it.
Right. You know, that's funny you mentioned the sit-ups, because at the last combine day, we had multiple girls try out, and they were just going through the sit-ups, the mile, the sprint, and then they were having trouble with the push-ups, but that's the exact opposite for guys.
So and some states do have different standards for males versus females, but Indiana is not one of them.
All right, so other than the physical aspect, what sort of barriers do you all see?
I imagine just when it comes to hiring, it's intimidating knowing that it's mostly males and you're one of the few females applying. Like when I applied, just a couple of us were females, and I think we had maybe like 50 in my class to apply, and just a couple of us. And I think I was the only one who made it that was a female. So just the intimidation factor.
No. What about you, Sarah? Have you seen any barriers?
I mean, as far as like with animal control, I think animal control is a little more split for male and female. I think there are probably more women animal control officers. It's a little more compassion-driven field, I think, because you're dealing with animals and there's just a lot of emotion tied to animals. But it's in my personal experience, it's not so much the men I work with or the women I work with. It's who's on the other side of that door, who generally has the problem with me being a female. Not my coworkers, not who I work with on the police department. It's the public that have they will talk to us differently than they would talk to a male all day long.
How so?
They'll try to talk down to you. They'll try to intimidate you with maybe their body language. And I mean, I've had guys flat out tell me they're not going to speak to me because I'm a woman. And that's fine, but I'm who's here and I'm who you have to deal with. So we can either get this wrapped up right now or you can draw it out, but I'm not going to be the one that does that.
Right.
So I don't. They can try to bluff me all they want, but it doesn't bother me, I guess I should say. But
yeah. So it's the lack of respect for some people.
Yeah.
Have you two seen that as well?
Yes.
Definitely a lack of respect, but then I feel like a lot of times it's complete opposite. Like, I'm only talking to that female cop. I don't want to talk to any male cops.
Mm-hmm.
They'll see me as more understanding. And then same for, like, children. Children want to talk to me more.
Yeah.
Or victims of crimes. So normally it's opposite, but then a lot of times, like you said, it's just disrespectful. Like, oh, she's a female. She's going to take the female side.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I was going to say, especially on domestics,
yes.
You get that a lot where
like you're only
they feel like, yes,
me, you're
only
a female.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the males, I feel like, get called the same, you know, same kinds of names. They're probably going to use more the derogatory names towards females, you know.
Right.
The C word, the B word, all of those things are going to be called more at us than they are a male.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, yeah, I've been called all sorts of names. So just, you know, doing your job.
Right.
They don't care, you know.
There's colorful combinations out there, that's for sure.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
If there's a certain call where people want to talk to a female officer, can they? What's the process in that?
Yeah, so I'd say as long as – so we don't have a lot at LPD, but as long as one's working, if I see a call and they're requesting a female officer, I'll happily go to that call. Because, I mean, a lot of times people are nervous or uncomfortable or whatever the situation is that they're a victim of. I mean, sometimes it can be frightening to tell someone of the opposite gender what's going on. Or, like, a lot of times, say they have an injury to – like a breast or their upper thigh and it needs documented, they'd rather have me take a picture of it versus some stranger male cop that I've never met. So that happens, I'd say, quite a lot, actually.
Yeah. Do you get that in animal control, Sarah?
Yeah, so I'm currently the only female with animal control, but I've had several calls where the call might come in, you know, before I get there or before I get on duty, and they request for a female to come for the same reason, if mm-hmm. it's in a sensitive area. Or just, you know, they've already taken the photos themselves, but they still don't want to show it to a male officer. Mm-hmm. We have programs now, they can upload them themselves, and it can be discreet, but it's just more comfortable sometimes for some women to speak one-on-one with a woman instead of feeling like they have to put it all out there in front of a male.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times too, like, it can be triggering if they've experienced something with a male and they just, like, they're scared they're not going to talk unless it's a female. Mm-hmm. Same with children. Children are way more amped to open up to a female versus a male.
I think they gravitate.
Officer.
Yeah.
What about always needing females too for searching other mm-hmm. females?
Okay.
I know we'd get called to other places, with even in the county, to go assist, you know, on a traffic stop or wherever that they might need a female searched, and you might be the only one working mm-hmm. for the entire county, so you're going to assist. So you really get to meet everybody within the county. It's not just necessarily here at LPD. You're getting to go out and meet everybody.
Like, on the policing side, I just want to make it clear, are you ever not summoned to a call or left out of anything?
I would say not necessarily that they don't want me there, but say there's a naked guy and there's 10 other officers available, my partners would be like, hey, you can stay available, we'll go. Just mm-hmm. like a courtesy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Never because I'm a female and because they want to make me feel less, but just to be nice.
And on the flip side of that, if there's a naked female, would they call you?
I would probably just go anyway, but since mm-hmm. I'm the only one on my shift, I'd need someone else to go, so it'd be me and other people going.
Okay.
I would say times too, there are better opportunities for females sometimes to speak to victims mm-hmm. on certain kinds of calls. So I know when I would see certain things come up, you know, possibly like sexual assaults, those kinds of things, it's sometimes easier to explain that to another female mm-hmm. on what happened than having a male sitting in your face trying to explain what just happened to you. So sometimes those kinds of calls are a little bit easier to handle as a female, or like juveniles going and talking to them. Mm-hmm. You're kind of more of a mother, mm-hmm. you know, loving figure than sometimes, you know, what they are expecting when somebody shows up in a blue uniform. And really, honestly, just that uniform in general can sometimes just be the barrier, even with anybody.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Seeing us outside of here probably would have no idea mm-hmm. what we did, you know, mm-hmm. in our work life. But as soon as you put that uniform on, then people are kind of more apprehensive to talk to you or want to be around you, want to be your friend type mm-hmm. type thing.
Yeah.
So I guess to go to your, I wouldn't say it's a barrier necessarily, mm-hmm. but sometimes you have to break those stereotypes that people see women in law enforcement. So I know, and sometimes, and you guys can speak differently of this, but like sometimes people think you're more of a promiscuous person just because you've gone into the law enforcement career, like you're working around all men, or people think that's why you're here. Mm-hmm. Versus you're here to help people and become, you know, a better person by helping those people and breaking the barriers to show that women belong here. And I mean, in LPD, I feel like we've done great with that by all the opportunities we have with all different specialties. And there's never a, hey, you don't belong here, don't try out for this. You know, they're always mm-hmm. encouraging everybody to try your best, come out for it. We want diversity and inclusion within our police department to continue to grow and become an even better place.
Right, definitely. Like, I'm not sworn, but as a civilian, I can say that I've been welcomed here by everyone. I've even worked out with some of the guys at the gym, and, you know, instead of judging my 5-pound weights, they're like helping me, like, hey, try this. And I'm like, okay, thanks, guys.
Well, Sarah kind of talked about, like, when you get sent to a call, people react differently to you than a male.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've been sent places before and told, I called for a police officer. I'm like, yeah, I'm here.
That's me.
That's me. I'm here for you. But, I mean, again, they are wanting the male to show up. That's what they're thinking. I can go back to a call where I was sent And the female opened the door, and even when dispatch, they said, she's on her way. And they're like, no, I need a male police officer. I don't need her. So, I mean, I know those barriers showing up, and they're kind of like, that's not who I want. I wanted the male police officer, not necessarily you showing up in a blue uniform as a female.
Yeah. So how do you guys get over that? Like, how do you cope with the constant?
I feel like I'm just used to it. Like,
yeah. I think you get to a point where you don't notice it because you're there to do your job. You know what your job is. You're good at your job.
Right.
And so you just roll right on. Like, you treat that person the same as you would anybody else. What they have in their mind doesn't affect me and how I can do my job. So that's how I deal. I don't even think I really notice it as much anymore. But
did it take some time to get to that point?
A little bit. I mean, obviously the law enforcement's intimidating a little bit to start, but you know, you get used to it and you get a feel for how the public is going to perceive you. But like they said too, like sometimes when people see a woman arrive on scene, you can almost see it. They're like, oh, thank God. Like somebody different they can connect with, or, you know, explain it to better.
Right.
And that's nice to be able to just do that by being you. You didn't have to do anything special to get that. So,
right. But sometimes there's like a shock factor. I'll show up and they're like, oh my gosh, you're a girl. I'm like, I am. Nice observation.
Yep. Thank you. Thanks for noticing.
It's cool that people get excited to see women in policing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about a lot of the negative aspects, but let's get more into the positive. So I have some statistics here, and statistically, it's been proven that women law enforcement officers use less force, are named in fewer complaints and lawsuits, are perceived by communities as being more honest and compassionate, and see better outcomes for crime victims, especially in sexual assault cases. So what are some of the other unique benefits you've seen?
I guess kind of like a tactical standpoint. I'm 5'4", so I'm shorter, smaller. Like one of my partners was like, hey, we need to look over this fence. And he like tossed me up on his shoulders. Just so some things like that. Or if you need to go into an attic, it's easier to fit a smaller person up there.
Mm. Have you been stuffed in an attic?
I've been stuffed in a lot of small places.
I feel like two females can talk their way out of things a lot more than a male can. I'd rather stand there and talk and listen to somebody than have to go hands-on or use force. Mm-hmm. Just, I don't know, it's more of a female nature that, you know, talking about being compassionate with your victims and just in general with the community. Being able to go out and teach classes, too, is also another unique ability. I mean, I think, like, we offer what's called RAD, which is Rape Aggression Defense Course. We offer it, but we have more females, you know, who want to go out and teach those courses or be part of those courses. And that's who we show as all of our instructors. We do have male instructors, you know, but they're kind of more back on the back burner who are there to help us and assist us. And we use those females to really show and be helpful, be compassionate, show them that, you know, we're all the same, because unfortunately, when they look at statistics, females are more likely to be a victim of violent crime. Right. So let's go out and show them, hey, you and I are all out here together, can do physical defense and protect ourselves. So it's just, you know, having that perception. We don't have a lot of females who work here on your guys's side of things. So
we're trying.
Right? It's really great to have them and be able to have them out there showing that, you know, women can do it, and they're great about their jobs and are compassionate about it.
Yeah, and I've been to one of those RAD classes before, and I love how just what a supportive environment it is. You know, everyone's laughing, everyone's trying their best. How can people sign up for those if they're interested?
We offer them usually 2 to 3 times a year for our police department. We have just switched to eventlink.com, and we will promote them on there as well as all of our social media, our Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter. The City of Lafayette's always great about picking up all of our events as well and showing our offerings that we have for those courses. Private businesses, if they want them, they're always welcome to contact me as well. So, and we can get those set up for whoever wants them.
Right. So I guess stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Sure.
All right. So while we're talking about positives, we've discussed name calling and cat calling, but on the flip side of it, the more chivalrous citizens. Have you had an instance where someone was being totally rude to a male and then you come up and they're like, oh, hi, please, thank you. Like, I'm just more polite.
Probably.
Yeah,
it's a shift, yeah. At least. Yeah.
Tell us about it.
I mean, I feel like everyone gets this, though. Oh, you can arrest me. Or,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. That one gets old. I wish there were some better ones out there.
That the one original people.
Yeah.
Right? New material, guys. Come on. Yeah. I've had, you know, like if it's kind of a heated exchange or whatever, whether it's with a police officer or one of my fellow ACOs, like they'll kind of come over to me and they'll be like, okay. And they're like, ma'am, I'm sorry. And then they'll just like splurge it everywhere. And I'm like, it's okay. But they apologize for cussing sometimes because it's, you know, some people think it's rude to cuss in front of a woman. But they'll, you know, ma'am, this isn't at you. And it's like, okay, it's all right. Like, just get it out there and we'll work through it. But
yeah.
I've had them like mid conversation. That was rude. I shouldn't have said that. I'm like, it's okay. I've heard worse.
like we've never heard a swear word before.
Yeah, exactly. Like I haven't just used it 5 minutes ago before I got here. But yeah.
That reminds me, even just on a call, like you're lucky that the female cops here are, do X, Y, and Z. Just like almost they're looking out for me. Like, thank you.
It would be rude to do that, to assault a police officer in front of a woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Sarah, for animals, I know some animals are typically more accepting towards females than males. Do you get that? Is that a thing?
Yeah, we've had it before where, you know, a dog will approach me easier than it will one of my male coworkers. And I think it's just because women, I think, kind of give off a little bit different presence maybe, or I don't know exactly. Body language is different. But and sometimes I'm just lucky enough, can baby talk them the right way or whatever, and they'll come up to me a little easier than they might to one of the males. But I think that's just because animals might have more negative experiences with men statistically than they do with women. Not all the time, obviously, but
right.
And again, it goes back to that, like having a little bit more caring and nurturing side to you, and you know, it does definitely have its benefits for sure.
Okay, and for those interested in applying but are hesitant because they're female, what recommendations do you have?
I would say go for it. I mean, there's no reason why you can't do it just because you're a female. I mean, maybe if there's a reason why you can't do it, maybe you can't do push-ups. I mean, just work on those push-ups. And
right.
But as for just being a female, you can do it. So I would just apply and go for it. Maybe go on a ride along and see if a female cop's working and they can helpfully answer some questions.
And if you think you can't make this job girly, you can.
Oh, yeah.
I had pink and purple handcuffs. So you can buy those little accessories that will make your job a little bit more female dominated. October, they always let us wear pink. So I always made sure I wore my pink undershirt so that I could support not only breast cancer awareness, but, you know, being a female in police work. So, I mean, there's those little touches that you can do differently
to make express a little yourself. More.
Yes.
Yeah. You could wear
anything
earrings,
like that. Yeah, I mean, I wore earrings.
I don't know. You don't want to get in a use of force and get them pulled out or anything. But, I mean, I had my pink glitter clipboard and my pink Stanley with me all the time. So,
right?
Girls, they wanna. There's a stereotype, which could be true, could be untrue, depending on who you are, that women are, you know, the child caretakers, the dinner makers. Does LPD offer a work-life balance?
So I feel like it's completely up to the officer. I mean, we all have that set 40 hours a week. And you can work your 40 hours and you can go home, which is kind of like me a lot of the time. But then if you want that overtime and you want to make more money, you have the opportunity. So it's really just based on the officer. Like for us, LPD, we work 12-hour shifts. So that means we get every other weekend off and we essentially work half the year. So I would say yes, unless you're volunteering for all these extra details and specialties and stuff like that.
Okay.
And it's nice, especially when your kids are younger, having the 12-hour shifts. I really liked it because we're off, you know, maybe Monday, Tuesday, mm-hmm. or Wednesday, Thursday, when most people then are at school or work. Yeah. And there's a lot of fun things then that you can go take your kids to do, and it's not as busy then. You can go to the play place, and it's not packed with everybody who's there on the same weekend time that you are, you know, going to the park or going all, you know, all the different amenities that we have here in Lafayette. So sometimes those 12-hour shifts can really work out in your favor for the work-life balance. Doctor's appointments, mm-hmm. you're not having to take time off yeah. to go do those things. So
okay.
it'll be beneficial.
What about if you get pregnant?
So I'm currently pregnant. That's why I'm on light duty, I mentioned in the beginning. But, I mean, so right now, since I'm on light duty, I'm working Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, which to me, I mean, I enjoy it. I get to take a lunch and just... not my body's not under all that stress that I typically was yeah. when I was working night shifts, working patrol. So far it's been good.
Yeah. And we love having you here, Lauren.
Thank you.
Can you explain what light duty is?
So basically light duty, instead of me being in my full patrol uniform taking calls like I normally would, I'm kind of just helping out in other areas that are related to policing. So right now I'm working on background investigations. Last week they had me up in the high-tech crime unit, and I was working on cell phone extractions. So I'm still doing things related to policing, just not going out and taking calls and fighting with people.
Gotcha. So before we get into our viewers' questions, what advice do you guys have for women wanting to enter a male-dominated field? Not necessarily law enforcement, but in general.
Just don't be afraid.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, you've got to do it, or yeah. you're never going to get to meet your goals and expectations that you set for yourself. Yeah. So set your goals high, break that barrier, and, you know, have at it. Go for it.
Yeah. Right. So, and if you're, like, you know, a lot of the male-dominated fields are more physical things. They're more, you know, kind of get out there and do it type of thing. And if that's what you prefer to do in life anyway, don't settle for a position or a job that's not going to fulfill that. And you're going to be miserable at your job. You know, if you like to be physical and you like to get out and interact with people and do all that sort of thing, this is a great career field for you. I mean, you can be the bubbliest person and still be a very good law enforcement officer. I mean, we're not all like these grumpy old women walking around. You know, we all have our own personalities and our own little things. And you'll be way more satisfied if you just figure it out and jump in and do it.
Yeah.
And trust yourself.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't be intimidated. Like, if this is what you're meant to do, it's a great career. Physically, socially, mentally, like.
Yeah, it's engaging in all aspects mm-hmm. of that. And if you're that type of person, then we'd love to have you.
Right.
Your day's never the same.
Never.
It's always not one changing. Time. And you never know what you're walking yourself yep. into. So yeah. it's always fun. Just never knowing what your next call could be.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah, apply. Representation does matter. You know, in life, in the workplace, police departments, LPD, we need you females. We need everyone. So apply at LafayettePolice.us or policeapp.com. All right. Well, it is the time of the show where we answer follower questions. So first up, what is the most challenging aspect of your job? I feel like we cover this one a lot, but yeah. does anyone have any comments?
Not really. I mean, I don't know. The catcalling thing does get old. I will, like, to just walk into the gas station, you know, you're just going in there to get an energy drink or something. And, like, with me, I'll have men, if they're in there together, like, oh, here he is. Here's the guy or here's the dog. Yes. Take it. And I'm just like, okay, I'm just trying to get a drink. Like, it's just so. It's okay because you are a public servant, and so people feel like they can talk to you, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. But that part just, it's not necessarily a challenge, but
annoying.
It's just annoying sometimes, yeah.
Anyone else? Okay, next up. So this one just said women cops on dating. Take it as you will. I mean, like, has anyone ever asked you on a date? On duty.
Probably
yeah.
all of us.
Yeah.
We get a lot of opportunities while working.
I did have a guy call in, leave me a voicemail, and ask me out on a date one time.
Wow.
As well as I had a kid propose to me before when I was working at the schools.
Wow.
So, yes, it can be interesting sometimes, the things that people will say to you or do. I mean, in the strip clubs, they're always like, female stripper showed up. Mm-hmm. Or make those comments even to you on a call. Who called for one? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you get that. Those kinds of things quite a bit.
Yeah. And we're not just saying women get it, because men get those.
It's hysterical, though, when the men get hit on. Some of it catches them off guard some of the time. You're like, how's it feel now? Yeah. Not that they do it to us, but they see it happen to us all the time with the public. So then when it's flipped and the public are hitting on them, I think it's hilarious.
Uh-huh. So how do you handle it? You just laugh it off.
Usually I just laugh it off or ignore it. Ignore it.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those situations, like moving on.
Yeah. Do you make your coworkers try to protect you from things? These are very strange questions. Like, do you cower behind your male coworkers?
No.
I would say, so never do I need to make someone try to protect me. It's kind of like a weird question, but I feel like just as I would protect them, they would protect me. And that's not because I'm a female or because I'm a male. It's because you're my partner and I care about you.
Yeah.
So not a gender thing, just a natural instinct to protect each other, protect the community.
Yeah. Number four, what sort of challenges do you face that male officers don't? I feel like we've already discussed that as well. Do you have any other input?
Story time. Okay. So, I mean, very rare, again, do we have females in law enforcement, but back when I was on the road, there were two of us on our shift together. Yes. So, I don't remember why we went to this person's house. I don't know if it was a noise complaint or I don't know why we were going to this guy's house, but there are two females show up together at this doorstep. It's the middle of the night. We're knocking on this person's door, and the guy just answers the door butt naked. No clothes on, no nothing.
Yep.
So, you know, you're kind of like, who's at my door knocking? Not let alone is there one female police officer, but there are two female police officers standing at your door now, and you have no clothes on. Mm-hmm. So, can be fun sometimes.
Good times.
Yep.
I never understand why people answer the door all the way naked.
Like, the number of times, of times I've had to tell people to go in and put clothes on and then come back out and talk to me, I wouldn't really think I would have to tell an adult that.
Yeah, this is a common occurrence.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Or I can't come get my dog. I don't have pants on. Put pants on and come out here. Like, I'm not doing this with you. Yeah, it's wild.
That's crazy. And last up, I love working in a male-dominated field. Do you prefer it or wish there were more women?
I say both, because on patrol, I think there's four females total on LPD right now. And it is kind of lonely because, I mean, there's like 150 total and four females. So sometimes it would be nice. There are more just to connect with and kind of chat about life. You don't tell everything to your guy co-workers, so it would be nice to have a few more, but then again, I enjoy that there's less drama with the males.
Yep. That's what I was going to say.
I know the guys are like strong and tough, not that females aren't, but if I need someone 6 foot tall, it's probably going to be a male.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't mind it being male dominated for that. I mean, what Lauren said, it would be nice every now and then to have somebody to maybe sit and chat with that you wouldn't normally talk to your male coworkers with, but the less drama part is nice. And just, I don't know, it's just, it's different. And I don't mind being treated like one of the guys. It's, I prefer that.
Yeah.
They don't treat me differently because I'm a woman. They don't expect less of me because I'm a woman. So I'm good with that.
Yeah. So that's all the questions I have. Really what I got from this conversation is that, like, it can seem intimidating, but everyone here is so welcoming. And, like, as long as you do your job, you'll fit right in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, and it's expected anywhere in a workforce.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere wants you to show up and do your job. Yep. If you're not doing your job, then obviously there's a problem. And what's the problem? It's not necessarily it's a male or a female. It's are you here to do the work?
Yeah, definitely. So we encourage everyone to apply. Don't be scared. It's a very welcoming environment. We need more women in law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's always changing. It's always fun.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right on. All right. Any other thoughts before we sign off?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, thank you all for joining me today. This was a good episode, and we'll get it out by the end of March.
Awesome. So thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.